Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment. Do you know where you are with your money? Your farm business, or is it just running out every month? It's more crucial now than any time with rising interest, drought, and rising input cost. You want to know where your money's really going every month? Want to make tax time so much easier? Well, Farm Data Services is a management accounting company that helps farmers, ranchers, and small business owners with accounting needs, FSA programs, and business accounting. Let Farm Data Services work for you. Check them out at farmdataservices.com or 800-579-8164.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Well, a new event is on the horizon called the Direct-to-Consumer Meat Sales Workshop Series. I had the opportunity to check in with OSU Extension Farm Management Specialist Courtney Burr to talk a little bit about this series and what you can expect when you go.
So we are very fortunate that this work is funded by a USDA grant. And this all got started really with COVID. People have been buying meat direct from farmers for a really long time. I grew up eating, you know, halves, wholes, quarters of steers from farmers around me. But during COVID, when there wasn't meat on the shelves, there was a lot more interest in getting food locally and getting food direct from farmers and ranchers. And so with that came a lot of increased demands for direct-to-consumer beef, and we really needed to help ranchers understand both the opportunities and the pitfalls with selling meat direct-to-consumer. And so we were able to write this grant, get some funding, and we have a great website that has a lot of resources available, and then we're doing these in-person workshops to really help people understand what it takes and have a really great way to sell direct-to-consumer while understanding the legislation issues and all of those kinds of less fun aspects of direct-to-consumer meat sales.
The workshop series will help producers decide what they should price their beef at to be profitable and help them develop a plan based on input costs.
So I actually think the first question you should ask is, what kind of inspection do I need? And so there's custom exempt meat, which is kind of the example that I just gave, where you buy a half, a whole, or a quarter animal. That's a little bit easier because those plants are more readily available, and they don't require federal or state inspection. Once you start selling individual cuts of meat, you either have to have federal, state, or TA plant inspection. And that's kind of what we're going over in the course, as well as talking about the different cuts of meat and helping consumers understand the end product and what they're getting. Pricing is a huge piece of that. Really, the pricing comes down to knowing your costs and knowing your inputs and understanding what you've spent and what you need to get out of it. One thing that we always kind of harp on is, once you've done the math on what you need to sell your animal for to be profitable, there may not be people in your community who are willing to pay that price. There are a lot of price-sensitive consumers out there that really just want that low-cost beef, and that's really hard to provide in a direct-to-consumer environment. And so understanding, you know, what kind of inspection you need, understanding your cost structure, understanding what works for your ranch is really an important step.
For more information or to get signed up, you can check out the complete conversation I had with Courtney Burr at OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Why do you listen?
I typically listen here at work from my desk on my way to work in the morning. When we wake up, it goes on the radio.
I can hear a song and be instantly transported back to a time in my life that I enjoy remembering.
I think that's what I like listening to radio for, is just to stay informed on whether it's news, sports, new music, anything.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.